Ahoj, vítejte na mDrive.cz a vítejte u našeho dalšího rozhovoru v rámci série Futurecast Special, který vzniká u příležitosti uvedení Volvo ES90 na český trh. ES90 máme tady za mnou a tady přede mnou sedí Bart Pill, Business Area Manager High Voltage Batteries, který je tedy zodpovědný za vysoko napěťové baterie v elektromobilech, a já si dneska budu povídat s Bartem o tom, jak je to s výdrží baterií, jejich opravami a dalšími aspekty, které i vás hodně zajímají ohledně baterií. Rozhovor bude v angličtině, takže já do ní teďka přepnu a jdeme na to. So, thank you for the opportunity to have interview with you.
You're welcome.
And as a first question, in the past year Volvo sold more than 175,000 electric vehicles, which was more than 54% year over year increase. So, if we count it, you already have hundreds of thousands electric vehicles already on the roads. Mm-hmm. And what insights do you have in the battery longevity and repairability and so on? Because I guess you have to have a lot of data on that, on degradation and longevity of the batteries.
Well, we have of course a lot of data on that, because as you know, I'm indeed representing the what we call the battery lifecycle services team within Volvo. So that's a team that we that actually started in 2020 in Sweden, when we launched the first XC40 electric, now the EX40, all with the goal to come up with sustainable and cost-effective solutions for the batteries if something would go wrong, which is still a very rare case. By doing that, of course, we see very much, we get a lot of information around the batteries and how they behave in real life, because of course we have numerous engineers working in the battery lab, you know, making these cycles. And I mean, battery development is a very complex part of the business that we do. We, in the after sales there, we get confronted with the real life. And although I don't have exact data to share, I can say that the real life data is better than we always assumed from the beginning. What we do in the battery center is, if a customer is for any reason in need of a battery replacement, we have made a decision that we centralize all these questions and all these needs for refurbishment into Sweden, into our battery center there. So we service the whole European continent from there. By bringing all these batteries back, we get a good view on, okay, what is the question from the customer and what is the state of the battery that's coming in. Mm-hmm. And a few exceptions aside, up until today, it's really very, very rare if we get a battery in with a state of health which is below 95%. And we are building
after that 5 years.
And we are building cars, electric cars, since 2020. Mm-hmm. Not that there are not cars there, but the majority is well above.
95%.
Yeah. I think also, if I look at the main reasons why we get demands for a battery replacement, in essence, we have always said, you know, there are going to be three reasons why a customer could be in need of a battery replacement. The first one is a technical failure. That is always possible. It's, in the end, it is a technical product, like a washing machine or a coffee machine. Things can break. But the fact that it's such a low number, that was also a reason for us to centralize it, so that we could make a controlled process around it. We could do the investments needed in all the equipment to do it in a professional way, as you would expect from Volvo, having the same end of line test equipment that we have in the factories and so on. And by centralizing, so we needed to really centralize it, because it is very few numbers. You know, we have 8 years and 160,000 kilometer warranty on a battery, saying that within that period of time, the battery should not degrade below 70% state of health. That is really warranty in a way, like whatever happens, however you drive your car, wherever, in which climate or whatever you drive your car, we always guarantee that within that period it will not go below 70% state of health. When our engineers design the battery cells and modules, they actually use a design prerequisite that 90% of these modules and cells should be able to not go below 70% state of health until 15 years or 300,000 kilometers. Mm-hmm. But of course, that is then going to be, we can't guarantee that 100% of the cars will, or 100% of the modules and batteries will live that long.
Right.
And then again, I think there the solutions that we are working on in Battery Center, the fact that we centralize, the fact that we take refurbishment all centrally into our Battery Center in Gothenburg, we can refurbish on a module level. So even if something goes wrong in one specific module, we don't need to recycle the whole battery. We refurbish it, we replace the one module where there is potentially a fault, put it through the whole same end-of-line test and test equipment as we have in the factory, send it back to the customer with the original warranty, or if the original warranty for whatever reason is not valid again, with an additional warranty of 4 years, 80,000 kilometers. So, you know, but the data looks really good. Mm-hmm. The main questions that we get today, so going back to what I now just previously started to say, the three main reasons we've always seen: technical failure, degradation, and accidents. So technical failure is, like you said, we have hundreds of thousands of electric cars out there. So of course you get demands for a technical failure, to fix a technical failure. Degradation, zero. We have no questions today, and we don't expect these questions until somewhere next decade.
Okay.
For a replacement due to degradation. Mm-hmm. Third scenario are accidents. Those can be very nasty scenarios or situations. Examples: customers driving over rock stones, driving down a curbstone. Mm-hmm. People are driving the cars, people are using the cars, and they use them in the same way as they've used it always. So yeah, you know, those three scenarios are our main scenarios that we see happening. That could be the reason for a battery replacement. But again, degradation is really still very far away. And that's also a good thing, because of course it's a good thing logically from a customer point of view, but for us, because we have centralized all the knowledge there and the expertise around battery refurbishment and battery repairs in our battery centers, we are of course also investigating and researching, okay, what are the best cost and CO2 effective answers in every stage of life of the car and the battery. Mm-hmm. So frankly said, we still even have time to come up with the perfect answer for degradation. But what we have today with the refurbishment solution, that can always work. Because you can always refurbish any type of battery with any state of health that it has. We have all the proper equipment for that. We did all the investments for that. And there's also this kind of, there is, because of that 8 year 160,000 kilometer warranty, which is being used also by many other OEMs as a battery warranty, there is this kind of perception that, well, if a battery goes below 70% state of health, it's broke. But it's not. It will still drive. It will still do its thing. You have 70% of the original capacity left, or less, at that moment in time. That's true. But it will still drive. And in a strange way, or if you have 70% state of health, it will take you less time to charge it fully. So you actually charge faster.
Right, right.
No, but I just want to say, there are driving electric cars, and that's very logically there. I did exactly the same thing when I started to really work very closely with the batteries and with electric cars in the last years of previous decade. You make automatically comparisons with internal combustion engine cars. And that's logically from a consumer point of view. But driving and owning and working with electric cars, it's also a change of mind somewhere.
Sure.
I mean, you have seen me arriving here. I came from Belgium, 917 kilometers in an electric car. I was as fast as with my petrol car previously. Or
speaking of that, since you are surprised positively by the longevity of the batteries, mm-hmm. aren't you considering of increasing the warranty? Something that will be differentiating factor for Volvo?
That's a very good question. Of course, that's a commercial question, so it's not completely up to me or to answer. I think what mainly will change there in time is the knowledge and the expectancy from customers of what can we expect from the car. Giving you the example, we've only started, we are now, it seems like we have been building electric cars forever, but it's only been since 2020, so it's only 5 years. People don't see 8, 9, 10, 12 mm-hmm. year old electric Volvos or any other electric cars almost driving on the road. If I buy or when I, a few years ago, bought a diesel or a petrol car, me as a customer, I knew exactly what to expect, because the whole automotive business have been building this for more than 100 years. So you know, I buy a petrol car, okay, good, I will be here back in the dealership every year. I will change my cam belt after 10 years, 120,000 kilometers. I will have more brake discs than I will have on my electric car, etc., etc., etc.
Oil changes.
Oil changes, filters, bearings, you know all these things. For electric cars, we know that because we are in the business. But the normal customer for who a car is a tool, a means to an end, we can't expect our customer base to know as much as we do. So I think there the expectancy will become different over years of what can we expect from this car, and by that the demand that you sometimes see now that, oh, we need 10 years or 12 years or 15 years or I will never buy an electric car, to my personal opinion, I think that will fade away actually.
Sure, yeah, I agree.
Because you will see, and I think there are already, if you look at the older electric cars, the first ones that were on the market, there are some cars with some really high mileages on them. And yes, some of them have a second battery, that's true, but a lot of them still have their first battery also in them. But it's just a few. The number of cars is too little to really already make an impact. So I think here we are really now at a pivoting time where electric mobility is really on a changing moment, where the volume starts to grow, as you just said, for us, but you see it in the whole of Europe, that the volume really starts to grow. When I drove here yesterday to Germany, I mean, it is one charging station after another. Mm-hmm. European Union actually just announced their 1 millionth public charging point in Europe. I think they announced it in June or July. It needs to grow. Yep. It needs to grow, and that's the pivoting point we are now. People only see what the whole industry has built in the last 5 years. That is not a fair comparison versus an industry which was already there for 100 years. So the question, no, I can't answer your question on the warranty there, not up to me. But me personally, I would not be worried. And then especially not with Volvo, because I'd of course know what kind of solutions we have if it goes wrong, that I will not need to buy a fully new battery if something goes wrong, that I have an alternative offer there.
Regarding long battery life, is there any difference between NCM chemistry and mm-hmm. the new lithium iron phosphate you use for the base EX30? Is there different expectations one need to have regarding the lifespan?
But again, I need to be a little bit careful here, as this is of course a very engineering question, and that's not really with us in the after sales. I can say in the battery centers, for us it doesn't matter if it's an NMC or an LFP battery.
Okay.
I mean, we have the same process and refurbishment solution for every battery that we put in a Volvo that we have on sale today.
Sure. Okay.
Cooling systems, energy management systems, temperature sensors. I mean, really, and I think that is an important thing to know as a customer. We don't need to see that car very often in a workshop, but we need to see it once in a while. Please respect that, because these are also moments in time where we really see that, okay, is your cooling system, is everything okay? Is everything, you know, perfectly working? Because that's important for the longevity of your battery. Do you have all the software updates needed? Should come automatically, but let us double check those things are important. And just generally, is everything else that we can service without taking out the battery? Can we see that it's all properly functioning?
It was also one of my questions, like, because many people are comparing manufacturers, car brands and so on, and they compare traditional automakers such mm-hmm. as Volvo, for example, with Tesla, which does not have mandatory service inspections. But I can understand that you are for it. You are for mandatory periodical mm-hmm. service visits, just because of this.
Mainly, and now, of course, if we look at the battery itself, yes, of course, because of that reason, that we want to make sure that, you know, whatever we can see that it's properly functioning and in order. I mean, don't forget, a battery is indeed the battery is an aluminium battery tray. You have the modules in there you have the cells, and then it's all sealed up again and put in the car. So it's not something like a hood which you open and then quickly do some things. But every battery, and especially now with the EX90 and the ES90, they have parts that are for us easily accessible that we can, that at the workshop can, you know, check and service them. On the other hand, Volvo has always been a safety brand. It's always been about protecting people and people around our cars and the environment. You better let somebody who knows what he's doing looking at your brakes, your shock absorbers, your lights, your tires, these kind of things. Because that's, of course, what is for every car defining your day-to-day safety.
Sure.
And we see the risk, and let's put it like this, and that risk has been at least confirmed in articles that have been published, that there is a risk if you don't go to service that at one point in time, and you need to go to an MOT, for example, that it becomes clear that no, your lights are not okay, no, your shock absorbers are not okay, you know. And that is putting, of course, I mean, we designed this car to be an extremely safe product to transport people and whoever they love within that product and within that car, and also to protect the people around the car. That means your brakes, your tires, they need to work properly, and they need to function properly, and they need to be checked regularly on a, you know, normal time period.
Okay, so we have a durable battery, which can theoretically have a same lifespan as a car.
Mm-hmm.
And if something goes wrong, you spoke about battery centers.
Yes.
If my X90 would have, for example, faulty one of the cells in one module, I came to the service center here in the Czech Republic.
Yes.
What happened next? Do I understand correctly that the battery or the module has to be sent back to the battery center in Sweden?
Yeah.
Or
if, so,
are there certain tasks which can be repaired and done already here in Czech Republic, for example?
Yes, there are. There are. So that, and that's a really good thing of centralizing all that knowledge in one place, because that also, you know, makes it possible for us to attract system architects and solution engineers, and I mean, we have really a bunch of very, very bright engineers working for us in working with us in the battery center. So you as a customer, you have a problem or you have a failure of the battery, you go, of course, to your local retailer in anywhere in Europe. They already have from us a complete guideline of, you know, how do you treat, how do you analyze a battery, how do you categorize it, and so on and so on. So they have all the necessary information to make the decision, okay, this is something we can do ourselves, or no, we need to open up the battery and we need, something needs to be done inside. In that second scenario, we have always said from the beginning, well, for health and safety reasons also, we want to centralize this. Mm-hmm. So as soon as they come to the conclusion, the retailer, that they need to open up the battery because there is indeed something wrong with a specific module, or it can also be with a connector or a bus bar or whatever within the battery, then it needs to be sent to the battery center in Sweden, in the case here of the Czech Republic.
Okay.
Now, a few things that are for us very important to keep in mind here. Of course, we want to minimize the time that the car is at the retailer for the customer. Of course, we want to minimize the waste that we create. And we want to make sure that, you know, it's being done as fast as possible. So your retailer will, at that moment in time, the first thing that they need to do is actually order a refurbished battery from the battery center, because we have a stock of already refurbished batteries waiting there for a demand. And we have them in different state of health levels. We always have the customer promise, you will always get a battery back with the same state of health or slightly higher.
Mm-hmm.
So order being set or being done to us, we send the battery to the retailer, which, depending on where you are in Europe, can take a few days. Really depending where you are. We of course have a physical distance to cover, and it is a battery transport, which we can't send the battery with any other parts. So it's a dedicated transport for this. Battery arrives at your retailer. Retailer replaces the battery and makes sure that you as a customer are back on the road as quickly as possible.
Okay.
At that moment in time, of course, the retailer has a battery with a fault in it, but they also have a battery transport casing that we used to send the battery to the retailer. They reuse that, put the battery in the casing, and then it's being sent back to us and we refurbish it for the next customer.
Mm-hmm.
In Sweden, in the battery center, I mean, some batteries are with us just for a few days, some batteries are with us for months. We also have a system there of maintenance charging. So we really guarantee that every battery we send out in Sweden is of high quality, has gone through the same end-of-line tests as if we would have built a new battery. We have that same equipment as we have in the factories. And like I said before, it is being sent out. If it was for a very, very young car, no worries. The original warranty continues until the car is 8 years or has 160,000 kilometers. Let's now say that you have an accident or something happened outside warranty. You already had 160,000 kilometers driven on the car. From the moment of replacement, you get a 4 year, 80,000 kilometers warranty again on the Volvo Genuine refurbished battery.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and now we have been mainly talking about, you know, making sure that we have a process which is servicing our customer as quickly as possible. But at the same time, we were talking about health and safety. At the same time, also protect all the people that work for and with Volvo. I previously said that it's a very small number. On a retailer level in Europe, we have retailers that maybe get one demand per year for a battery replacement. Mm-hmm. They're all trained, they're all certified. I mean, all investments are done there, but you're still working with a 400 volt battery.
Sure.
And if you don't do that on a regular basis, it automatically can come with additional health and safety risks. So we eliminate them also completely for all the people working with us by centralizing it.
Is it logistics sustainable in the long term? Mm-hmm. Because more and more electric cars will be on the roads, more and more cars will approach their 8, 10, 15 years mark, mm-hmm. So and you will get more and more batteries to refurbish, mm-hmm. change and so on. So wouldn't it be better to establish this kind of battery centers in some regions? Because in a few years, I think it will be too straining to have all the batteries shipped out to Gothenburg and back.
It's a very fair question. It's a question we've, of course, also asked ourselves. I think, first of all, I'm now talking with you about the battery center we have in Gothenburg, but we actually have also battery centers in the US and we have also one in China. So we're covering our biggest sales areas around the world. Is it sustainable? Yes, because you need to look at the alternative. So first of all, the logistic lines that we are using are actually already existing logistic lines. So yes, it's a dedicated transport for batteries, but those are existing logistic lines. So either if we send a battery in that truck or not, that truck will drive.
Okay.
Secondly, what is the alternative? It is ordering a brand new battery that is newly produced. And that I can guarantee you, that will have created much more CO2 footprint than sending the battery back to Sweden, refurbish it, and sending another one back down.
Well, the alternative could be allowing the battery centers to change the modules locally.
Yeah, but there again, you need to have volume.
Sure. And so it's not there yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the cars are too good.
All right. Okay.
No, but of course, I mean, and that is a point. But with the capacity we have right now, of course, we know that we have more than sufficient capacity for the upcoming years. But of course, we think of this also very strategically. So, if the moment comes there, if the time is there, that okay, now is our car park so big that we need to expand, then there are strategies and plans that can be rolled out at that moment in time. But you need to look at the reality today, and it is changing. I mean, electric mobility, it's partly change management, new things are coming in. So we are preparing us for several scenarios, making sure we can cover whatever scenario is rolling out. A few years ago, everybody thought it was going faster, then okay, politically some things changed, all right, good, so that's just the reality. Playing field is the same for everybody still. So you need to be adaptable in those things. And we, within Battery Lifecycle Services, are also there adaptable with our strategies.
So I guess this works the same because in next year when you announce that the new EX60 will have new cell-to-body mm-hmm. architecture, which is so the battery will not consist of modules, but the cells will be directly put in the battery and battery will be part of the structural body of the car. So I guess you take out the battery and send it to the battery center same way. As you do now, there won't be any differences because it would be if we are talking about changing modules locally, but you don't do that, so the logistics will.
Well, you already know from throughout this conversation that I'm very much a guy of, you know, the here and now. We need to solve the problems here and now. So I'm not going to look ahead on upcoming products. That's also not my role. The only thing I can say there, the fact that we already did this investment for the last 5 years, we have all that knowledge. Who better than Volvo to make sure that we have cost and CO2 effective solutions if something goes wrong with any new technology we would ever bring out in the upcoming years. So
let's say, okay, I know that you are not the guy that wants to talk about the future, but mm-hmm. imagine that your EX90 is 15 years old. Mm-hmm. It has, and you want to change the battery for example, 20 years old. Okay, let's be realistic, 20 years old, mm-hmm. and you want to keep it for another 20 years, mm-hmm. and you want to change the battery because mm-hmm. you still want to drive 600 kilometers, for example. What happens with the old battery? Is there a program that Volvo can, for example, buy out the battery with the lower state of health? Do you already have some battery storage or other second life battery options? What will happen with the battery mm-hmm. if, for any reason, crash or degradation yeah. or something like that, you need to have a new battery? What happens with the old one? You always refurbish it, or do you put it in some kind of another scenario?
Well, I think here, first of all, of course, today you already have a recycling, a producer's responsibility to sustainably recycle whatever.
But it's very low volume because of prototypes, yeah. cars, and so on. But it's a very low
volume.
So
we have everything in place there to from the battery center setup again to be 100%, actually more than 100% compliant with legislation. But anyway, it is mainly we have everything in place right now. If you have a battery which is, you know, really not repairable and it's not in a Volvo workshop, we have a website where you can announce it, and then we pick it up, make sure it goes to a authorized treatment facility in the country where you are. I mean, if we know that a battery is beyond reparation or refurbishment, we are not going to transport that all across the continent. They go to a treatment facility where in as close by where the battery is at that moment in time. But because of our setup today with refurbishing the batteries, we indeed have very little waste and indeed too little volume to really commercially think of something else that we can use there. How will the future look there? Yeah, that's of course always difficult to tell, because there's going to be a demand for recycling material for batteries is of course going to grow in the future. I think it will at that moment in time be mainly a question, okay, what is making commercially the most sense once we have, because of course, like every product, because we are pretending that only the battery is a product which at one point in time will be waste. No, every product we build will at one point in time be waste, from this table to this coffee mug to this whole car. So you need to be sure that we have recycling solutions for everything. But I think when we are at that moment in time, 15, 20, 25 years from now for these cars, it will be very much a question of, okay, what is making most sense at that point in time? If we have a high demand for recycled material for new battery production, or do we have the biggest demand at that moment in time for second use of the batteries? I think personally that new battery production will be priority at that moment mm-hmm. in time.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, well, that's...
and our time is up, unfortunately, but thank you for a very nice talk and a very nice interview. And good luck with the ES90 and also with all the new cars. So their batteries will have the longest lifespan yeah. possible.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
A já vám děkuju za pozornost. Doufám, že se vám rozhovor líbil. Dejte mi vědět v komentářích vaše názory a komentáře na výdrž baterií, vaše zkušenosti a tak podobně. Bude zajímavé si o tom také přečíst. Já vám děkuji, mějte se krásně a elektrický jezdě zdar. Ahoj.